אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
So we're reading in the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 1, part 3, chapter 4. We are reading, continuing with Or Yashar and Or Chozer, direct light and reflected light, include five parts. We're in the words of the Ari, part, item 1. When Ak clothed to shine in Atzilut, it clothed only in the reflected light on the level of Chochmah alone, and not in the reflected light of phase 2, which is the level of Bina. This is why from this degree what disappeared was only the Keter, and Keter clothed inside of Chochmah. So, item 1. You should know that when the emanator wanted to shine in Atzilut, he clothed in the Chochmah above Atzilut. And through this Chochmah that he clothes in inside, he comes in and shines in Keter and Chochmah of Atzilut, and didn't have to also clothe in Bina above Atzilut. And he clothed only in Chochmah above Atzilut alone, and by it he shines in the Keter and Chochmah of Atzilut.
Let's see what he tells us. And the Ari speaks in a way that can be interpreted this way or another. Yes, one
relates to know that we emanator wanted to shine in Atzilut. He clothed in Chochmah above Atzilut.
Meaning, Chochmah above Atzilut, meaning through the world of Adam Kadmon. It clothes into the Chochmah of Adam Kadmon and then shines in Atzilut. We'll see what it is.
Okay, so item 1. Here, the Rav, the Ari, elaborated to explain to us the difference between the four phases of direct light that are called Chochmah, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut, and the four phases of reflected light that are called also by the same names, Chochmah, Bina, Zerampin, and Malchut. And the Ari already explained this above. And in inner light, item 70, he says that the kelim of Atzilut, the vessels of Atzilut, are made through the reflected light that rises up to its place, in which the self of the light of Ensof dresses, which are the four phases of direct light. And also look there and in the inner light, and you thus see how the four phases of Chub, Zeranpin, and Malchut of direct light clove in the reflected light that rises through the coupling by striking in the screen that stands in the Malchut of direct light. From here, you will understand that everywhere where the word clothing, Hitlapshut, appears, what it means is that the direct light clothes in the reflected light. And when he says that Ein Sof clothed in Chochmah, it means that the four phases, Chub Tum of direct light, that expand from Ein Sof, that they clothed in the Chochmah of the reflected light. That is, in the measure of the reflected light that has the level of Chochmah of the direct light. In that, Or Chozer, in that reflected light on the level of Chochmah, clove all the four phases of direct light, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, besides the, or except for the Keter of direct light, that is concealed within the Chochmah of direct light.
If there are no questions, we're moving forward. Otherwise, what I'll repeat what Baal HaSulam said. From here, we'll understand. Keep going from there.
Well, certainly the four phases of the red light that expand from Ein Sof also come by way of cause and effect, cause and consequence, following the order of the degrees, since they extend and are drawn from each other. Chochmah extends from Ketil, and Bina extends from Chochmah, and Zeranpin extends from Bina, and Malchut extends from Zeranpin. However, this is not considered clothing, because the four phases of direct light do not clothe in one another, so that we might say, for example, that the upper light clothes in Bina in order to shine to Zeranpin, because clothes means in a garment of reflected light, but rises through the coupling by striking from the Masach that was installed in the phase four, which is Malchut. And here in Bina, there was no restriction. And all the more so, there is no screen there that is ready for the striking of the upper light on the reflected light, so that you might say that the light clothed in Bina of direct light in order to shine to Zeranpin of direct light. Rather, this is called through by way of passing, which means that the light of Ein Sof that belongs to the Zeranpin of direct light necessarily passes through the spherot of Bina of direct light, as it is the cause and the reason for the Zeranpin of direct light. And this Zeranpin of direct light cannot attain any light if not by its cause, which is Bina. However, this is not considered clothing in the screen of Bina, since there is no screen there. As we said, that there is a screen only in phase four, that is in Malchut. And remember well this difference between the four phases of direct light and the four phases of reflected light, so that you will not be confused because of the usage of the same names. Because when we say Chochmah of direct light, this means the second sphira after the Keter of Or Yashar, direct light, called Chochmah. But when we say Chochmah of reflected light, it should be clear that here there is coupling by striking, and the 10 spherot of reflected light that clove the 10 spherot of direct light. That is, we have here 20 complete spherot, and when they are incorporated with each other, they become 100 spherot. And we call all of them by the name of Chochmah of reflected light, because the intention here is to mention the level of the reflected light. And because it rises and it clothes all the way to Chochmah, therefore we call all of these 100 spherot by the name of Chochmah. Remember this, because this is the most important key to this wisdom. And similarly, we'll understand Bina of reflected light, which is also 20 spherot. However, Keter and Chochmah are concealed within Bina. And similarly, Zeranpin of reflected light has 20 spherot. However, Keter, Chochmah, and Bina are concealed inside of Zeranpin. And this is as the Ari said, and did not have to clove in Bina above Atzilut, and he clothed only in Chochmah above Atzilut. He wishes to say that for the sake of the 10 spherot of Atzilut, he clothed in Chochmah above Atzilut. That is, in Chochmah of reflected light. Through the coupling by striking in the screen of phase two in Malchut, as it says there, but did not have to clove in Bina of reflected light. That is, through coupling by striking in the screen of phase two in the vessel of Malchut, because the level of Bina of reflected light belongs to the 10 Sfirot of Briah and not to the 10 Sfirot of the world of Atzilut, where the level of Chochmah of reflected light clothes.
Okay, I see that there are a few that understand and some people don't understand anything, and there's a few people who want to ask. So, Merkaz 1, Center 1.
How is the reflected light done in the group?
No, leave us alone with the group. Let us understand what we have here. PT 19.
Look, what causes the direct light to clothe in reflected light or vice versa? What is that action?
Mutual bestowal one towards the other. As much as the created being wants to bestow to the creator, to that extent, the creator can bestow to the created being.
What is the action? What is the essence of the operation? How do you cause this to happen?
Just as you, sitting before the host, you want to bestow to him, and the host wants to bestow back to you. You feel it's not in our world that you can't do anything. In the spiritual world, you know, you feel in your vessels how the host bestows to you. And to that extent, you can develop your bestowal towards the host, that you're willing to accept his attitude towards you in equivalence of form to him.
Is there independence in that? Are there relative strengths, more reflected light, more direct light?
Yeah, the reflected light determines the direct light that he can receive. The rest he doesn't receive. The creator is bestowing 100%, but the created being determines how much he can receive in order to bestow an equivalence of form. Me for my beloved and my beloved for me.
So it depends on my kli, on what I built.
And that's called the screen and the reflected light, your vessel. Okay, PT32.
What does it mean that the sefirot are concealed?
That they don't reveal themselves from the lack of the masach of the screen.
But they operate
in concealment. They're out through the sefirot that are revealing themselves. PT18.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, what can we learn from the names of the four phases of direct light and the reflected light, the same names? Can you learn anything from that?
No, it's just not to get confused. Just understand it from that matter.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
He says there that although it's not called clothing on the four phases of direct light, which are by order of cause and effect, but there's no clothing on them.
Because they don't have enough of coarseness to discover the host's attitude towards the created being.
So all that depends on the reflected light, and before that there's nothing to speak about?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Ashkelon 2.
Rav, my hevdel ben or en sof shemitpashet.
What's the difference between the or en sof that spreads, that extends as a passage between the sefirot and the worlds, and the direct light that clothes on reflected light?
That's the difference. How can I tell you? We're going to be in part four soon in tests, and then you'll see how many different types of lights there are. In direct light, there are a few. In reflected light, there are a few types. We'll learn it. PT17.
He tells us, remember well the difference between reflected light and direct light so that you don't get confused. And I couldn't understand the difference where the reflected light is 100 sefirot and direct light is 1 sefirot. Can you help?
No, also there we'll talk about it. There are many types. I don't know what exact discernment you're asking about.
In the first column, he writes, and remember well the difference clarified between the four discernments of direct light, four discernments of reflected light. So he says that direct light is 1 chokhmah and reflected light is 100.
What do you mean chokhmah 1 in 100? Michal, what is he saying?
He writes here that if they integrate, you have 20 sefirot, and when they integrate together, it's 100.
Yeah.
he says that in Or Ishar, in direct light, Chokhmah is one Chokhmah. There's no connection. What's the connection between those things?
That when the light goes through all the Sefirot, they integrate with one another. So you have 10 Sefirot of direct light, 10 Sefirot of reflected light. But what they integrate in one another, you have 100. And again, also there, we have to learn exactly what's going on. There are a few things there that we'll scrutinize them later. Write down your questions, and in part 4, when we start studying it, you'll see those explanations. Hebrew 10.
So everything he teaches us now is that the development of the created being, when he's awarded with clothing, it's only through striking, through coupling, right? Only through reflected light.
Yes, only through the reflected light we are rewarded with connection and the clothing, and clothing is called attainment. Okay? Yes.
It's unclear. He says that there is a masach, a screen on the third discernment. So how can it be that you have 20 sefirot there?
In every striking and coupling, you have 20 sefirot. It can be more or less. For sure, you're starting from Keter, even if the Keter is in Chokhmah, Binah, Zeran, Bin, doesn't matter where, but you have 20 sefirot. A child has the same organs as an adult.
Yes.
So what are you asking about? Otherwise there won't be a body if he won't have 10 sefirot.
Yes, but with the direct light it's understandable, but with the reflected light there's a part, because the masach doesn't cover, the screen doesn't cover the whole vessel, it's not clear how the reflected light can be 10 sefirot as well.
The masach is on the entire kli. The question is what it's put on. It's on all the kli, but part of the desires, we use them the way they are. Some of them we use half, some of them we use a quarter, and so on. But I'm actually using all the organs. Again, it's like a child or an adult.
And because of that, it's called the 20 sefirot of Chokhmah or Binah.
Yes, yes. It's a matter of quality and not quantity. We're not speaking about quantity at all. 10, not 9, not 11. Otherwise, you won't have a partzuf. You won't have anything to speak about. You won't have malchut. You won't have keter. Clear, right? Okay. So, PT29.
Can it be said that contraction is actually the coarseness of the screen?
We're not speaking about that now, sorry. That's incorrect.
Mini Sharkan, Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот что это такое заявление облачения прямого света?
Yes, dear Raf. What is this phenomena, clothing of direct light in reflected light? How do they enter each other?
One and the other, each one wants to bestow to the other. How can I bestow to the bestower, to the creator, by me willing to take what he wants to give me, what he's bestowing to me? By this, I show my bestowal.
Malchut, Nukva.
I'm just Malchut, the Nukba, the Kli. I just receive from his abundance, but when I do it against my egoistic desire in preparation, by this we reach a state that we bestow.
Но отраженный свет, он как бы может прямо влиять на прямой свет, либо прямой.
The reflected light, can it influence the direct light directly, or
the reflected light determines all the form of the direct light that clothes in it, on behalf of the created being, on behalf of creation, after the general restriction, the created being determines the way the creator clothes in him. Clear?
Last
question. The reflected light, is it something that occurs in the rosh of the potsuf? It always happens above the screen.
Yes, above the screen, but only in reflected light, only in the quality of bestowal. PT 17.
When the direct light only passes through one of the sefirot, if there's no corresponding coarseness with which to work, what does it mean with respect to the sefira? How does it feel it?
If I don't have the coarseness to work with the light, that with my work above the coarseness I can resemble the light, so I can't feel the light. The light is concealed.
What does it mean that the direct light passes through it?
We have light that belongs to the sefira itself, and we have the light that goes through the other sefirot from integration. That's something else that I don't know, that I only work with one quality. All in all, I always work with the package, a whole package. That 10, not 11, not 9. Otherwise, I won't feel the light. Michael?
Item 2 of Opnimi, inner light. It means that it illuminates in 10 sefirot of Atzilut, in the level of Chokhmah, since Keter is concealed here in Chokhmah, Keter and Chokhmah are included in this level as one.
Keep going.
Onwards. Bina passes the light at the level of Chokhmah through a window to Ze'ar, Bin, and Malchut, without a second clothing in reflected light of the Masach of the second discernment. Indeed, when he wanted to shine from Bina of Atzilut down through to the end of Atzilut, he certainly had to clothe Bina of Atzilut as well. That is because the Ampin and Nukva receive light only through Bina. However, the thing is that Bina was only useful in transferring the light of Ein Sof that is clothed in the upper Chokhmah and passed to Atzilut through Bina. Bina did not become a second screen and a second clothing to shine for Zerampin, but the light itself comes through a window without any screen. Thus, even though it extends through Bina, it is not called clothing, because there is no screen there whatsoever. For that reason, what Zon of Atzilut receive is the light of Ein Sof itself that is clothed only in Chokhmah.
Okay, I see that according to the lack of questions and lack of interest that we
that
Chapter 4, we can let it go for now. And let's jump to page
119. Word of the Ari. There is an emanator and an emanated being. Every emanated being is divided into the discernments of hit-abut, coalescence. The light spreads in them from the emanator to be vessels onto the emanated being. And there the secret of hub-tum and the secret of
Aleph Resh Mem Ain Ve'en Sod Daled Otiyot
Aleph Resh Mem Ain, which is
sorry, I didn't see. Fire, wind, water, and earth.
Right, and that's the secret of Tanta, and the secret of the four discernments within man, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, body, clothing, and the house in which one is situated. For there is no emanated being which is made of less than four parts.
Again,
there is an emanator and the emanated being. Each emanated being is divided according to the four discernments of coalescence, with the light spreading through them from the emanator to be vessels for the emanated being. And they are the secret of Hubtum, the secret of fire, wind, water, and dirt. And they're the secret of the four letters Havaya, and of the Tanta, and of the four discernments in man. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, body, clothing, and the house in which one sits. For there is no emanated being which is made of less than four parts.
Meaning that in every emanated being, there's a full complete structure that includes all parts of creation. That's why it's written that every man is a small world. One.
There is the emanator and the emanated being. The emanated being has four elements: fire, wind, water, and dirt, which are the four letters Havaya and are Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. They are also Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiyot. And they are Atzilut, Briah, Yetzira, Asiya. They are also the four discernments in Adam. One, the inner Adam, which is spirituality, called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Second comes the body, the guf. Third, the clothings over the body. Fourth, the house in which Adam and his body and his clothing are situated.
Item one.
Inner light.
The upper. There are an emanated and the emanated being. The emanated being has four elements: fire, wind, water, and earth, which are the four letters of Havaya, and they are Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut. They are also called Te'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiyot. And they are Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya. They are also four discernments in man. The inner man, Adam, which is spirituality, called Neran Chai. Two, the guf, the body. Three, the clothings over the body. Four is the home where man sits in, and his body and his clothings. Obviously, he's writing about spirituality and not corporeality. Let's see what he's trying to explain below. Number one.
Inner light, item one. Any superior Pertsuf is regarded as an emanator towards the inferior Pertsuf. That is because the Pertsufim emerge from one another by way of cause and effect from the beginning of the line to the end of Asiya. Every Pertsuf is emanated by its superior.
So he's just saying that the emanator and the emanated being is always the upper desire towards the emanated being that was born from it.
Two. These are the four aforementioned discernments in the words of the Rav, where Ein Sof first expanded to make vessels over the four discernments until it encountered the screen in the vessel of Malchut. There are many names to these four discernments because there is not a single little item in reality that is not arranged by the above for discernments. And reality in total is also arranged by them. They are the four worlds, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya, which contain the entire reality. You must understand that although the order of the four discernments is imprinted in every item of reality, it does not mean that all items are the same. In fact, each item has a distinct value according to the measure of its vessel of reception.
Queens, please.
Да, доброе время суток, дорогие друзья. Если я правильно понял, the Хуптум.
Good day, dear friends. If I understand correctly, the Хуптум of the first phase of direct light.
It
correctly aims each part of it. The second part,
they clothe one upon the other and give birth to one upon the other. You're right. PT 19.
Speaks about the perception of reality here, or am I mistaken?
About the structure of reality.
The structure. And he says that there's not a single element in reality that isn't arranged by the four discernments and the whole of reality also. What does it mean that
everything must be included from four discernments, four prinot, because less than that, there's no reality. There has to be root that from it four other develop, and the last phase, which is phase four, finishes reality. It's called Malchut, and then all structure, even the smallest or the biggest, that includes all of creation and each part of it, each and every structure includes five parts, root, and the four degrees that are born below the root. That's it. That's called reality.
So he says, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya, in those places.
Yeah, call it world, Sfirot, Patsufim, whichever way you call it. They always have five parts, root, and the four phases that come out of it, and no more than that. As much as you divide it, you will always have times four.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. He mentions the four discernments here in every element, but when he reaches the inner Adam, saying that spirituality is called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, there's five parts.
Yeah, it's always five parts, just the upper part. Sometimes we count it, sometimes we don't, because it's the root. It belongs to the emanator. The emanated being, we start counting from Prina Aleph, the first phase. Ashdod 10. So why are you putting a question mark up? I won't let you ask anymore. PT 33.
Thank you, Rav. Continuing previous friend's question, what is the degree of Shoresh, the roots, that he doesn't discuss at all? Can I ask about it?
The root is the emanator, who is the root towards what expands from it. We don't attain the root itself. We can speak about it in according to what we feel that comes out of it. And no more than that. That's it. That's why we usually don't talk about the Creator. We say we will know you from your deeds, which are the four discernments that come out of the root. By that we will know you, according to the creator's actions in the created beings, to that extent we can speak about him. So not about him exactly, but his actions. About him, we don't speak. We don't have a name. You know what the name of the creator is? Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh. What is that? The letters. Yeah, that's not a creator, that's a created beings. Chochma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. But we can speak about the root any other way, but only through what comes out of it. That's why the creator in all the Yud-Heh Vav-Heh is only the root, the dot of the Yud, that there's a root that comes before the Yud. That's how it is. You can speak about it a lot, but then you're going into philosophy, because there's no attainment there. In the root. But only in the four discernments that come out of there. That's called from your deeds, we know you. That's it. That's why we have to be in the restriction, screen, reflected light. And if we perform actions from ourselves towards the Creator, we attain His attitude towards us in our vessels according to equivalence of form. Otherwise, we can't attain it, meaning all of our work is how to make such actions from ourselves that we attain the Creator. And the Creator is already not that same upper root. It's come and see that is revealed in us according to the way we resemble Him. That's why the Creator created it in such a way that as much as we want to be similar to Him, as much as we try to do the same actions as Him, by that we attain Him. And then it's that we attain Him inside us. That's how it works.
Yes,
Michael.
I
understand. So all the sciences, philosophies, they miss this whole thing.
Who are you taking into account? I don't understand you. Science, philosophy, are taking that into any consideration? What do those people have that they attain in their brain that is completely sliced away from the upper root? They can't attain this. With all due respect, that they're trying to do all kinds of things. And still, in somewhat, I ascribe myself to them. But that's only on a corporeal level. To speak about the purpose of creation, correction of creation, all of creation, they have no vessels for this. That's why we're not talking about them.
I'm trying to understand if the wisdom of Kabbalah says, forget about even attaining the root. It's impossible. You need to...
Correct. Correct. What does Bala Sulam say? And be cautious from reaching to Him. That we can't attain. That we don't have a vessel for. Only to the extent that we can resemble to Him. According to that, we feel how His qualities clothe in us. It's the qualities of bestow. And then the Creator's attitude towards the created beings, that's what we attain. That's what we implement. That's what we adhere. That's how we attain Him. But above His attitude towards us, the way He acts towards us, above that, there's no way to attain. I don't know what happens after Gemar Tikkun. That there's a 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000. It's only things that I heard about, supposedly. But not for us. According to the vessels of the created being, what is revealed, we cannot attain more than that. And we also don't have a deficiency for it. Like he says that man isn't lacking a six finger on his palm. I'm not lacking that. Thank God, I have five fingers. That's enough for me. Less, I can feel that it's less. But more, obviously, I'm not lacking that. And that's in everything. Meaning we have all the vessels, all the deficiencies that in them we can and want to attain the Creator. And more than that, there's no deficiency. You can say, I want to attain beyond... No, you don't have a deficiency. It's just imagination. A true deficiency you don't have. Because the deficiency is the light that is given to the created beings, it builds the deficiencies in us. Okay?
Salt Lake City.
Shalom, everybody. What's the difference between light and the emanator when we say the light that returns to the source? L'chaim.
Ma'atzil ze shore shelion.
The emanator is the upper root, and we don't really attain him. We attain the upper light, his attitude towards us. Just you sitting in front of the host, and you can attain or feel according to the way he relates to you, and not him himself. That's the difference between the emanator and the creator and the source of the upper one, and so on.
Chadera 10.
Is the emanator the cause and the emanated being the effect in creation?
Yes. PT 13.
I hope I can express this correctly. All the discernments in the emanated being, which he describes here in item 1, how does the light, the attitude of the emanator towards us, how is it felt in each discernment? Each discernment he describes here is a different organ, a different feeling of the light towards us.
In the upper light, there are no differences, no divisions, no slices, no nothing. Only the desires that are revealed to the created beings divide the creator's attitude towards them in different ways. In all kinds of ways. Like a child saying that about his mother that she's bad. Why is she bad? Because she's not letting him do something. Is there a bad attitude from the mother? Obviously not. But all kinds of forms or ways that the Creator relates to us, it's like diverse, to give us the ability from us relating to our vessels, we can discover such qualities in us that by them we can understand the Creator. But when we understand the Creator, we understand them from your deeds, we will know you. From our qualities that change of our own, we understand him. Let's say the upper light. We don't know what light is. We call the light phenomena within the vessels. Like with electricity, he says, we don't know what that is. We know the phenomena. Clear?
What he describes here, the home of a person where he sits and the body of the man. Are those vessels describing how the light is felt in us?
Yes, yes. We'll get into this a bit more. Kiev 1.
Thank
you, dear Rav. I wanted also to ask, what is that clothing, body, house? What is that?
That's how reality is, that for us, the beings, to resemble the Creator, we have to absorb his attitude towards us through 4 degrees, the way his attitude passes to us. And in all kinds of these ways that we absorb them together, we want to resemble him through it, then we can attain him. That's how he's revealed. Well, let's keep going.
Daf Kufkaf Amud 120, Ot Bet Divrei Ari.
Ken.
V'chol b'china midalet.
Item 2. The writings, the words of the Ari. Each discernment of the 4 discernments in Adam consists of 4. Spirituality is Chaya Neshama Ruach Nefesh. The body is the bones, tendons, flesh, and skin. The clothings are the kutonet, the pants, the mitznefet, the avnet. The house is house, backyard, field, desert. 2. All these discernments consist of...
He is giving us here more and more different forms of ten sefirot, that the upper light that bestows on the root of creation, on the will to receive, created the four discernments and started working and working and working on all these phases until they multiply and get all kinds of other forms, that all together, all these forms, if they join and accumulate into one intention to the source, so as much as they are, and there are infinite discernments, but all of them gather and give us the image of the Creator in the true way. Otherwise, we couldn't attain Him. So, item 2, all these prinot phases consist of 4 as follows. The first discernment in spirituality, neshama to neshama, neshama to ruach nefesh. The second phase, which is the guf, is the essence of the brain from inside, and the ligaments, and the flesh, and the skin. As it says, thou hast clothed me, skin and flesh, and knit me together, bones and swines. Prina gimel, which are the clothings, are known as clothings for the Layak Kohen. Ktonet, Michnasai, Mitznefet, and Avnet. These 4 are the great Kohen, which are higher clothings than these, as it is written in the Zohar, that these are clothings of the name Adni, and these are the clothings of the name of Havaya, but in principle, they are only 4 phases. The 4th phase is Bait, a home. There is a home, a yard, the field, and the desert.
So he tells us that we have in total 4 discernments, and each discernment also includes 4 discernments. That's it. No more than that. Don't get confused. From Keter, you get Chokhmah, Binah, Zerampin, Malchut, and in each of them, there's also Chokhmah, Binah, Zerampin, Malchut. In Keter, in Chokhmah, also Chokhmah, Chokhmah, Binah, Zerampin, Malchut of Chokhmah. Then of, in Binah, you have Chokhmah, Binah, Zerampin, Malchut of Binah, and so on. So in total, you have 5 times 5, 25 discernments. And if you receive all of them, you feel all of them, and accordingly organize your perspective, your desires, your attainments, in all that you get to complete adhesion with the Creator. And that's it. So they have names, all these discernments. Yes? That's why he says that you have the highest spiritual discernment is the neshama of neshama, then neshama ruach nefesh. Yes, now in the second discernment, you have the bones, in which you have the marrow and the tendons, and then the flesh, and after that the skin. Then the third discernment, which is the clothings. What clothings? The shirt, the pants, the hat, and the pendant. That's what they call it. You can say also Chokhmah bin Azram bin Malchut, but then you won't understand what degree you're speaking about. So if we talk about the degree of the clothing, that's what you call those clothings. Safon 2.
Rav, תגיד בבקשה, למה רוחנית כל כך מורכבת?
Why is spirituality so complex?
It's not so complex. It's actually the corporeal that is complex. Our world is the most complicated. It has the most elements and details. but we simply don't engage with them. Spirituality is not complicated. It's very simple, spirituality. Ultimately, at the end of our attainment, we reach the simple naked light and 10 spheres. That's all. So all of our development goes from great confusion and darkness towards greater and greater light, and then you have many discernments, but they become more and more simple. We feel them to be better organized into a system, as a system. And so we don't feel confused within that system. Just tell me exactly what you want, in what place, and so on, and I can tell exactly what you're talking about. If you say Bina, I already know Bina, or it could be the world of Bina, or the Palsuf of Bina, or the Sfira of Bina, it doesn't matter where, in what place you have nothing more than the four discernments. So there's no great room for confusion. You can't say it's something wrong. No. Moscow 7. Can't hear you?
Николай в
Сочи. We pressed it on by mistake.
Рафа, вот мы здесь получается не изучаем, ну, убранные из списка и Адам.
So it turns out that we are actually. We don't learn of Adam Kadmon, Rud, and Keter. So every way there's four discernments, but we say there's 125 degrees, 5 times 5 times 5.
Yes, you will see that nothing is meant to be concealed from you. You're still just not perceiving the whole system. And in the whole general system, you will also discover all the particular details. It will come. It's not so terrible. Nothing won't happen. You wait, all of you. We've just started on part 3. And in part 3, we take the 5th chapter. We study just one item. What's with you? You need to learn and study and absorb what we're doing now. Try to make of it a complete picture, as much as you can. But you will receive it soon, more and more every time. New York 3.
How is there such variety in creation, but each thing consists of only these same four phases, and there's nothing redundant, there's no replication?
It's very simple. It's because you have the power of the giver and the power of the receiver. Yes? Which was created something from nothing, opposite to the giver. And then between the giver and the receiver, there is a connection through four discernments. The connection goes through these four discernments. And then the question is, how does the Creator bestow upon the created being through the four discernments? And how does the created being bestow upon the Creator through them? You have nothing else in the whole of reality. You have infinite details and elements, but all are composed of these five discernments, and in each one of them, five again, and five in each one of those, but you don't have anything more besides that. You have the Creator, and under Him, the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and speaking. That's all. So there's not much room for confusion, but each and every detail splits into more and more details until you reach just infinite details. But that doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is how we connect all these things that we discover to one force, the Creator. That's our work. Latin 2.
Por favor, ¿puede explicar en sí qué son en Bejina Gimel los Lebuchim?
Can you explain how the third phase has clothing?
I don't understand your questions. What are the clothings of the third discernment? That's what it is, clothing. Shoresh neshama guf levush echal. That's how he explains to us that that's how we need to read these. Why is it called clothing? Levushim. We'll learn. It's clothings on the upper light. Chadera 1.
Rav, yes, Sheila. כל הזמן. אנחנו יודעים שבטקסטים כאלה.
Rav, there's a question that in these kinds of texts, on one hand we say we don't have to understand, that we just have to aspire to feel it, and then something can be understood, but should we understand anything when reading tests, at least a schematic?
In general, you need to see the system and how you receive this system and integrate it in your mind and heart. In your mind also, yes, in your mind as well. You need to understand something of this system. Otherwise, you will lack in in building yourself correctly towards the emanator. Yes, but this mind you will get from integration with the friends, with everyone. You will need to integrate and then you will receive the knowledge of it, the mind. And it's not the corporeal intellect that will afford you entry into anything spiritual. No.
Mak Israel.
Скажите, пожалуйста, что может значить в облачении пустыни?
Tell me, please. What does it mean to clothe on a vacant place?
What was that?
What does it mean, clothing on a vacant place?
Look, I don't know. I don't want to go into all these philosophies. You all need to ask according to the text, and not beyond that. Otherwise, it's just confusion. The fact that I allow you all to ask, that makes you just erupt in every direction. But that's...
I meant in the desert. What does it mean, clothing in the desert?
I don't know. I'll answer simply. I don't know. He says, he mentions maybe 50 discernments here. What are the shirt, the pants, the hat, and the pendant? Why do you care specifically about the desert? You all need to relate to these things in a more serious manner. Did you ever study in some place, something, how can you just take a certain name and immediately want to explain it? How can you do it? You need to learn of the system in general, how everything is connected, how we need to relate to the system, and gradually you will learn how we need to approach each and every detail and why it's named the way it is, what its qualities are. Be a little more serious in how you relate to the study.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean that every discernment has a length and a broadness?
Chokhmah and chasadim.
We are in Or Pnimi, inner light, number 3. It relates to all these phases are part of 4.
You see, he also talks about the integration. He doesn't go to explain each and every item to you, each and every name. These names will become clear later. And why they were selected.
Number three, this hitkalelut, this intermingling, is because the refinement of the screen, which occurs in the emanation of each and every degree.
That's it. That's what he says, that you have the integration between all the sfirot, all the elements together, and that happens through the masach, the screen. When the screen purifies, it includes all these things and elevates them above to the emanator.
Number four, inner light, interprets neshama to neshama and neshama to ruach nefesh. It is the light of Chokhmah, also known as the light of Chaya, or the light of Yechidah is opposite Keter, which is the phase of the emanator. Also, the brain in the bones, Moach Atzamot, corresponds to Keter.
Yes, in each and every place, the first discernment is called Keter. You have Moach, brain, bones, tendons, flesh and skin, and the Moach, the brain, is the Keter in each discernment.
Number three, the words of the Ari. Between each two Bchinot, each two discernments, there is a medium discernment that contains both. Three, indeed, all these four inner discernments or phases, there is one phase that contains all of them. It is the median between each two phases and consists of both. For example, biologists write that between the still and the vegetative, there is the coral. Between the vegetative and the animate, there is the ledges of the field mentioned in Masechet Kilaim. It is like a dog that grows on the ground with its navel rooted in the soil from which it sucks its sustenance. When you cut off its navel, it dies. Between the animate and the speaking, there is the monkey. Again, number three, the words of the Ari. Indeed, in all these four inner phases, there is one phase that contains all of them. It is a median between each two phases that consist of both. For example, biologists write that between the still and the vegetative, there is the coral. Between the vegetative and the animate, there is the ledges of the field mentioned in Masechet Kilayim. It is like a dog that grows on the ground with its navel rooted in the soil from which it sucks its sustenance. When you cut off its navel, it dies. Between the animate and the speaking, there is the monkey.
Item 5, below.
Number 5, one discernment includes all. It means that it contains all four phases, namely the second phase of the Keter, being the root for the expansion of the four phases. The light of the Keter is called Yechidah.
Not that much we knew already. Continue. Item 6.
Number 6 interprets the intermediate that includes the two. It means that the second phase in Keter is regarded as the middle between the upper degree and the lower degree, meaning between the emanator and the emanated. Any superior is always regarded as the emanator of the inferior.
New York 4. Ma shekranu be'ot gimel lemala niktav al yedei ha'ari al the biologists v'kol zeh.
What was written above, Ari wrote that about biologists?
Depends. If you speak about item three, for example, between each discernment you have a median point, that's Baal HaSulam. And later, above, in all these four discernments, that's the words of the Ari.
Beseder. Tov.
All right. So, Baal HaSulam gave he put headlines there and so on. After he wrote it, there were none before, but then he added a little headline to each and every item. Alright, Beit HaTikva 19.
He says that it includes the four phases, meaning the second of the Keter, the expansion of the four phases. You mentioned that studying the Talmud has to be in integration. I don't know what you mean to integrate.
I also don't remember what I meant.
What does Itkalelut mean?
I don't know. Forget about it. Africa. I have more important things than you. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Question from my friend. You said that spirituality is simple. How can we raise levels of sensitivity to the simplicity of spirituality and not complicate it?
You all need to see in everything we're now learning in TESS how we can actualize it in the group by what we discussed in the beginning of the lesson. Right? Each day in the first half of the lesson we talk about how we enter spirituality, how we can actualize it, how we can understand it and feel it and so on. Here, in the test, the study of the Ten Sfirot, you want to attain what Baal Sulam or the Ari writes, no problem, connect together, like we discussed in the first part of the lesson, and you will feel that this is what is happening. That's it. It's not the wise who learns. You can not study the test at all. Just do what you need to do in the 10, and out of that, all will be revealed to you. It's very simple. That's how it is.
Доброе утро. А можно
пропали? Good morning.
Поподробнее.
Can I ask about that intermediate? Is that the Malchut of the upper one that includes the Keter of the lower one?
We will study this later. We cannot speak of this right now. But the truth is that the upper one includes all the ones below it, but like a seed, undeveloped.
Petah Tikva 25.
No.
Sorry. You just kind of answered it, but I wanted to... That medium, that's from the upper one integrating in the lower one? That's the attainment of the lower one, that medium?
The average is what exists between the upper one and the lower one. Median point. It includes both of them. Nike writes, you have five discernments. The root and the four discernments that come from it. So between each discernment and the other, you also have one that is included of both, consists of both. So he says that between man and beast, yes, you have the monkey. Between beast and the vegetative, between animate and vegetative, you have something which lives like a plant but has some qualities of the animate, of an animal, like the ledges of the field, it's called. On the one hand, it's vegetable in a way, it sucks its sustenance from the earth, from the ground, but it's a living body. And between the inanimate and the vegetative, you also have such created beings, which are called corals. On the one hand, they're inanimate. On the other, they grow. And you have more and more such examples. But he's just giving you an example of the existence of median discernment. And we need to just get from the degree of monkey to the degree of Adam, of man. That's it. To at least to want. The monkey is already midway through, right? It wants to learn, wants to reach the degree of man, of Adam. Otherwise, we're just talking about the animate degree, animals.
There's the matter of concealment. And I wanted to ask that there's the matter of the overcoming of the lower one on that concealment every time. There's the matter of more bestowal. But we reach complete concealment.
It's not concealment on behalf of the upper one. It's you concealing the upper one yourself. And you cannot resemble the upper one because you lack corrected vessels. That's it. So don't say that the concealment comes from the upper one. There is no hindrance from the side of the upper one. The problem is in the lower ones.
But cascading to this world, to the state of this world, we're already in complete disconnection.
You're not there. What are you speaking of even? What upper worlds are you in until you descend to this world? What are you talking about? What perception of reality you have, I don't know. We speak about ourselves and how we can rise in our attainment and perception from our current state upwards. So there's no blockage set from above. None. It all depends on us. That's what I understand.
Thank you, Rav. Question about the medium, the intermediate. Bala Sulam says that in the second part of Keter, it's called the medium between the upper and lower degree. We also say that there's no more for 10 Sefirot. So is the second part of Bina also?
Bina divides into two parts, even two Paltzufim later. We talk about it later. Because we don't have any other place which is like Bina, divided into two parts which are opposite to each other. It's the upper part, Gal, the Bina, it has Chokhmah and everything, and the other part is Zat of Bina, it has only Chasadim, it's opposed completely to reception, and so on. We constantly scrutinize the quality of Bina. All right, Kiev 3.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав. Давно назревший вопрос.
Thank you, dear Rav. Question I wanted to ask for a while. I hope it's in the right place. The 125 degrees. So it turns out there is 62 of...
No. There is no such division at all. 125 degrees, that's from our world up to the world of Ein Sof, infinity. They're not divided into half here and half there. Each and every degree, you simply need to stand on each degree, each level, with both feet. It's not right, left. It's even such that we seemingly ascend, but yes, each degree includes the right and the left and the middle line, each and every degree.
Tov.
Right?
Good.
So let's read item 4 maybe.
Number 4, the words of Yeri. Between the creator and created being, which is the spirituality, there is a middle phase. It is said about it, you are children, etc., and ends, ye are gods. The patriarchs are the chariot. Number 4. In much the same way, there is a median between the creator and the created being, which is the collective spiritual phase. It is said about it, ye are children to the Lord your God. I said, ye are God. And it is said, and God went up from Abraham. And our sages said, the patriarchs are indeed the chariot.
Opnimi?
Yes.
Inner light?
Yes.
Number 7 interprets between the created being, which is the middle phase of spirituality. This relates unto two worlds, Atzilut and Bria. Atzilut is called creator, and the four phases in Olam Bria, in the world of Bria, are called the created being. Also, every item in the world of Bria has four above phases, and the souls of the righteous are conveyed from Atzilut to Bria. This is what Rav means, the Ari means, that there is an intermediate phase between the creator and the created being, which is the collective spiritual phase. It means that there is a median between the creator and Keter, which is the inclusive spiritual light of Yechidah of Adam. In other words, it is the aforementioned spirituality of Adam called Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechidah, which is their Keter, contains them all. Number 8 interprets the patriarchs are the chariot. It means that the yechidah of the patriarchs is the chariot, that the middle phase between the creator and the yechidah in them. Chariot means placement, like a rider over its designated chariot. So godliness is placed over the patriarchs.
Meaning that the degree which is higher than the patriarchs, the merkava, the chariot, is divinity. All right, so maybe we can do something. Further info aren't appearing yet. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. How do we fully utilize these discernments in our global Yeshivat Havarim tonight?
I
can't say. Why is it important what we call all these discernments? Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Echal, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zaham, Pin, Malchut. All those. Why does it matter how we call it? Through all these discernments, we need to reach a state where we connect them together between us. And we make room for the Creator to be revealed. That's all. Make room for the Creator to be revealed in the connection between us. That's all. That's all that happens. But in different kinds of states, different degrees which we discover in the relations between us, it's different. But the same rule always applies. The rule of equivalence of all. The more we can integrate together, we bring this equivalence to the Creator, and then He is integrated with us, and we all become as one. That's it. we will do it, and you will see how much good progression we have, good progress. And we have many details, but it shouldn't confuse us, because there's no more than 5 or 10, however you want to interpret it. And also, with all those, it's not that we can discover them and talk about them right now. When they're revealed, it will be clear to us, and they will be revealed only through the connection between us. So it follows that, again, we return to the same principle. Only the connection between us gives room for the light to shine between us. And the light, when it comes to us, it arranges everything for us. And then we gain understanding, the feeling of this, and all's well that ends well. Info.
So let's start with an announcement about the World Younger Congress.
Venimos a dar un anuncio muy importante para todos los amigos jóvenes entre 18 y 35 años. Este sábado tenemos nuevamente una oportunidad de engrandecer nuestra sociedad y nuestro clima mundial. Todos aquellos que sientan este llamado son bienvenidos a descubrir.
This is a congress for the younger friends in the world, Kli. You're welcome to join us.
Como un solo fuego, solo juntos. Jesús.
For a spiritual revolution, and together we can reach it.
Tendremos música en vivo, juegos, mucha conexión.
Yeah, this is for men and women. From 25 to 35, it will be live, games, connection. Shabbat 7 is Israel time, exactly. It will be translated into the 4 main languages. More details on Sviva Tova. Shai? Yes, friends, before we go over the schedule, a few points. We sent a link to a survey yesterday. For the world meetings on Wednesday, please, whoever didn't fill it out, we'll send the link again, and we're asking everybody in their language. You can do it as a 10 action. It takes half a minute. It will really help us to make our meetings better. And let's go over the schedule. Today, we will have a special Shivat Chaverim at 7:30 that the Europeans are hosting. And we're happy to say that this evening, the friends from Croatia and PT29 will be hosting this, so don't miss it out. Today, 7:30 to 8:15. And tomorrow, Saturday, we have preparation at 2:45. And then we come back in the afternoon, also 2:45 p.m. Men's lesson for an hour, and then the women's lesson, and then a women's gathering. And as we just heard, then we have the younger event. So that's the schedule. We'll be sent to everybody. Let's go to a song.
שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך